Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Gina McCarthy, the White House National Climate Advisor. How you doing, Gina, this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Chris.
I wanted to talk to you about the Inflation Reduction Act that just passed. First of all, for those who don't know much about this act, tell us about it.
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act is a way to do exactly what it says. It's actually to reduce the deficit, but to do it in a way that allows us to expend significant dollars on addressing things like prescription drug costs and affordable health care, but even clean energy and climate change. And so in the work that I do here in the White House, I care about moving forward with clean energy, and I want to address the challenge of climate change. And so this bill actually provides $369 billion of investments that are not just going to fix climate change. They're actually going to save people money. They're going to give them the technologies of today. They're going to invest in manufacturing so that we can rebuild our job growth here and get union jobs out there, building the domestic products that we need to be competitive with other countries like China. So this bill is terrific because it lowers prescription drug costs and makes more people, you know, have access to affordable health care. But for me, this is really all about reinvesting in our country again, saving families money, more jobs, better jobs, union jobs, great manufacturing opportunities again. So it's an exciting moment. It's the biggest, most historic investment in climate change that this country's ever had. And not a moment too soon, Chris. I think you know it, and as do most of us, that the climate is changing. We're experiencing the heat and the wildfires and all the challenges Kentucky's facing today.
Yes.
This is all about making sure that things don't get worse and instead that things get better for our families, especially in environmental justice communities where they're fighting against legacy pollution and disinvestments. This is going to go a long way to actually benefiting those communities.
Gina, how would this impact the Black community?
Well, our environmental justice communities, many of them are Black communities, brown communities, they're low-income and minority communities. We need to make sure that those communities get a fair share at investments from this bill. And so one of the things it does is to invest in environmental justice communities. We're talking about $60 billion in investments. That's going to go to building capacity, doing projects in those communities, to actually allowing them to have better transportation access with competitive grants. We're going to be cleaning up those ports. We're looking at cleaning up those heavy-duty vehicles along our transportation corridors and around our schools so that our kids don't have asthma, which Black community experiences much, much higher rates of both exposure to pollution and those health impacts. And it's going to help our farmers, and it's going to help our rural communities. It's going to give people access to the clean cars of tomorrow. It's going to give people rebates and tax credits so that they can have the best appliances and most efficient, because it ends up saving them hundreds of dollars a year on their bills. We don't need to pay those high utility bills, and we don't need to pay those high prices at the pumps. We can do better. That's what this bill is all about. And Chris, you know, this is $60 billion just solely set aside for environmental justice communities. But if you add on the $60 billion that was in the bipartisan infrastructure law that this administration, this president put forward, it's an incredible investment opportunity for those communities that have been really facing disinvestment for so long.
Thank you for your time, Gina. I appreciate this information. If they want to learn more about the Inflation Reduction Act, where can they go to?
They can go on to the federal government website. Just look up Inflation Reduction Act and you'll find everything you need to know. But my office in particular in the White House is going to be putting out some fact sheets for consumers to let them know how they can access their rebates and their tax credits, because that's what's going to save the money in their pockets starting right away, with an ability to have good, efficient appliances, new solar arrays on their homes, heat pumps going in. That's going to give them access to electric vehicles because it's going to give them big tax credits on both used vehicles and new. So we'll be laying that out for people so they won't miss any opportunity to take advantage of these resources, because it's going to help them and their families today and give our kids a decent future. That's what I think we all want.
Yes, I'm with that for sure, Gina. Thank you for your time again. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.